Well, joining us now is Dr. Seth Moore. He's a wildlife biologist at Grand Portage Trust Lands. He's a regular guest on WTIP, and he joins us now to talk a little bit about wolves. Hi, Seth.
Hi, Kara. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you very much. Wolves are in the news a lot. They were recently taken off the endangered species list, and management is being handed back to the states and the tribes. The Minnesota State Legislature is pushing hard for a hunting and trapping season, and the Grand Portage Band will be managing their own wolf population. So what's the state of the wolf packs up on Grand Portage Reservation?
Well, just like you said, wolves are definitely a hot topic in Minnesota, and actually probably across much of the U.S. because they are now off of the federal endangered species list. And so just like you mentioned, this means that the management of wolf populations has been returned to the states and tribal agencies, natural resources agencies like ours. So this means that all the different states where wolves have been delisted and all the different Indian reservations where wolves have been delisted are going through a process to decide what they're going to do about wolf populations, if they're going to do anything. And so this is a great time for me to talk about this. I like talking about wolves almost as much as talking about moose. So I recently met with our tribal council to discuss how we're going to deal with wolf management here in Grand Portage. As you mentioned, the Minnesota State Department of Natural Resources is in the process of developing a hunting and trapping season, and this has been mandated by their legislature. Here in Grand Portage, fortunately for us, we aren't mandated by anybody to develop a hunting and trapping season, and so at this point, we're not going to develop a hunting and trapping season. The perspective for this comes from the fact that wolves weren't historically hunted by Grand Portage Band members for subsistence purposes. In addition to that, wolves are one of the original clans of Ojibwe people. And, you know, in Grand Portage, many people here are in the bear clan. And so for that reason, they don't hunt bear. And so similarly, as one of the clan animals, wolves haven't really been hunted by Grand Portage Band members.
Where do you think the pressure for the hunting and trapping season comes from?
You know, the pressure for a hunting and trapping season in the state comes from the perspective that wolf populations are too high, or that they're impacting deer populations, or that there are too many depredations on agricultural animals. In Grand Portage, you know, first of all, we don't have any agriculture. So if wolf populations were, you know, too high for our society or for the societal goals, the ways we would see that would be, you know, wolf-human conflict or reduced numbers of animals that Grand Portage Band members would like to harvest.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What role do wolves play in the ecosystem?
You know, they really do accomplish the task of sort of cleansing the woods of overpopulated prey animals, diseased prey animals, unhealthy animals. They really help to balance prey populations just because of the fact that they're a carnivore, that they have a high metabolism, that they require meat to survive, and they have to do so in a way that's really energy efficient. So wolves aren't chasing down the fastest deer. They're not chasing down the largest and most aggressive moose. They're taking out the animals that really probably wouldn't survive. At least on average, they're going to tend towards animals that are easier to catch than the ones that are most difficult to catch. And so that's their role. They naturally belong on this landscape. And that's the perspective of the Grand Portage Band, is that they're a functional and necessary part of the landscape here in Grand Portage. And so we intend to maintain that.
Okay.
Sometimes when predators come into conflict or competition with humans, it's our natural instinct to say, well, they're competing with our prey species, we need to get rid of them, rather than, well, they have a natural role on this landscape, and we need to work alongside them rather than compete with them.
All right. Well, we've been speaking with Dr. Seth Moore from the Grand Portage Band on Lake Superior, Chippewa. Is there anything else that you wanted to mention about wolves?
Yeah, well, first of all, you know, I mentioned the fact that we're not really going to have a hunting and trapping season, at least at this point, unless we get strong interest from our public that would like us to explore those options. But we are going to develop some methods to deal with human-wolf interactions. You know, from time to time, we get calls about wolves preying on local dogs or frequenting inhabited areas. And so our agency will deal with these problem wolf calls, and then we'll also probably develop, or in the process of developing, an ordinance to allow people to protect their animals from predating wolves. So I guess to summarize this whole interview, we aren't going to hunt wolves here for sport at this point, but we will deal with depredation and animal damage issues.
All right. Well, we'll talk about this in the future as things develop.
Probably.
Yeah. We've been talking with Dr. Seth Moore. Is there anything else about wolves?
Yeah, I have another custom fact from Hannah. I mentioned to her that I was going to be talking about wolves today, so she gave me a wolf fact. Wolves have about 200 million scent cells, whereas humans only have about 5 million. So wolves can actually smell other animals more than a mile away.
Well, sometimes people can smell me a mile away, I think.
Me too.
Cute. She's a wolf aficionado, is she not?
Yeah, she loves all animals, but yeah, she definitely got a fondness for wolves.
Wonderful. All right, well, thank her for us.
Yep, I'll do that.
And we'll talk to you in a couple weeks.
Okay, thanks, Kara.
All righty, take care.
Yep, bye-bye.
Bye.